here at the ASTA 2012 CSS and Seed Expo. I'm speaking with Jay Vroom, who's chairman of the board of Crop Life Foundation. And he spoke this morning at the general session about some important research that they're doing, a report coming out shortly that talks about the role of precision seed protection in modern crop protection. So, Jay, tell us a little bit about what you talked to the membership here of ASTA about and about this upcoming report.
Well, Cindy, thank you very much, and it's a great opportunity for us to highlight a new collaboration between Crop Life, our organization, of course, representative of the crop protection chemicals industry in the United States and around the world, and ASTA on the seeds front. We've had lots of collaboration on the policy levels and, of course, synergies across the innovative platforms in plant breeding, biotechnology, and crop protection chemistry for a long time. And, of course, seed protection chemistry has been out there, you know, really for hundreds of years if you look at it in the history of mankind. But, you know, really certainly in the last couple of decades, the spark of innovation has really taken off. And part of it has to do with the demand factors. Part of it has to do, you know, with higher value seed and the biotechnology components that, you know, deserve more attention toward protection. And a lot's happened already, but a lot more is going to come from an innovation standpoint to benefit farmers and consumers in the years ahead with what we already know is in the pipeline and more innovation to come beyond that. And yet, even a lot of our farm customers probably don't have a complete understanding of what's happened already with regard to innovation, both in terms of active ingredient chemistry, polymers and coatings that have lots of benefits beyond just protecting against insects and disease, which are very, very important, of course, as well in the foundation. So this new study that we're just about to finalize and we'll launch officially in the first quarter of 2013 really gets the facts together across the wide range of crops and chemistry innovations to sort of tell that story. Together, Crop Life and ASTA will be partnering with commodity organizations, government authorities. We would hope US EPA and the Department of Agriculture as well will join us to get that message out first and foremost to the grower community who knows something about this but probably not the whole picture and probably even less about what is yet to come in terms of innovation. And what those opportunities mean and how those technologies need to be stewarded carefully to manage resistance, to ensure worker safety, all of those things need to be redoubled. And then lastly, to figure out how to form messages out of this new data information to reach other publics that are really important to our ability to maintain freedom to operate and innovate. And so that's first and foremost, obviously, policymakers. But there are a lot of other constituencies out there, you know, including some of the opponents to modern agricultural technologies who may actually discover that because there is so much around precision and safety and advancement of innovation here with seed protection technologies that are precision-based, that they may embrace some of this while throwing stones at us in other arenas. So, you know, we're looking for some creative ways to get out there. Certainly the digital social media is an arena in some of those mass audience target areas that help us not only, you know, reach some very targeted stakeholders, but also influence mass media as well. So thank you for your interest. This is the first step in something that I think is very exciting, and again, an extension of a longstanding collaboration between the crop protection industry and the seeds industry.
Well, you mentioned a couple of things, and one of the things, as we're looking forward, we look back at what has been accomplished so far, and you had someone who's doing the report give some of the preliminary results so far that are showing what has been accomplished already that people are not even looking at. One of them is just how much global precision seed protection sales have grown in just a really, really short time. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, so it's a combination of obviously demand, which always has to be there, but also finding and discovering new technologies, which, you know, tend to have higher value after introduction, and reinventing older chemistries and in combinations of products. We're also seeing, I forgot to mention this earlier, but a lot of interest with regard to incorporating micronutrients and other fertilizer elements into seed coatings. Again, precision delivery, you can, you know, get more result out of smaller amount of material in the environment. Who's against that? You know, so, but it requires some really amazing innovation, combinations of chemistry and engineering. Another thing that's going on has to do with the ability to get greater uniformity of the actual seed that goes to the through the planting device, planters, and you know, that's really important with regard to getting the precise placement of the seed. And so enhancing, you know, the modern technology that comes from the equipment manufacturing industry and tying it all together with modern information systems, computers, you know, computing capacity, you know, on a tractor today exceeds probably what major corporations had in a building full of computers 20 or 30 years ago. So and the fact that farmers are competent and trained to use all of this technology to bring it together and make it happen, to me, is the biggest miracle of all, because it is mind-numbing to realize what it takes to, you know, be a farmer today. You're not just a tractor driver. You're a computer expert. You're a seeds expert. You're a chemistry expert, and you're an economist. So it's the miracle really is the juncture, you know, where the farmer puts it all together. And he and she are doing a great job. Going to be more challenges in the future.
Well, yeah, it is fascinating. It's nice to hear you talk about that, how it all comes together, the technology and all these different areas come together to really make agriculture, modern agriculture, so much more sustainable than it ever was. It's so much more environmentally friendly. But now, as far as the report is concerned, you said coming out spring?
Yes, so we're looking for, you know, probably a series of kind of launch dates that will be specific to existing events that are already planned in the ag community, both ASTA crop life events, but also, you know, with a number of the commodity specific stories that can be told with regard to precision seed protection. And then, you know, some more public events in the policy arena where we can really shine a bright light on all of this. You know, stewardship also is part of our message. I indicated that earlier in the conversation. It's one of those spaces where EPA has some concerns. You know, we've got lots of other allies. For instance, beekeepers. Been a lot of questions about the impact of some of our seed treatment technologies with regard to pollinators and colony collapse disorder. We've had, you know, a lot of collaboration and discussion with beekeepers and US EPA and USDA, who from the 2007 Farm Bill, USDA got a lot of money earmarked for pollinator research. All of that needs to be put in focus as well. So, you know, there are no silver bullets. Nothing is perfect. But we're making so much progress, and the speed with which innovation is occurring and, again, being adopted by the farmer is really stunning and just a story that isn't widely understood.
So we might hear more about this, like at Commodity Classic, for example? Okay, good. And you mentioned this was your first time at ASTA at this particular event. What did you think of it?
It's amazing. I've been intending to try to get here for years. It's a busy time in Washington, as it is right now, with Congress being in a lame duck session. Historically, we didn't used to have to worry about, you know, policy things going on in Washington, but you know, certainly in the last 10 years, it seems like a lot gets intensified at this time of year. So I've never made it before. I'm really glad to have been able to sneak away from D.C. for 24 hours to be here.
Jay, great to see you here, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us a little bit about this, and we're going to be looking forward to hearing more about it. Here at the ASTA Seed Expo and 2012 CSS, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.